Let's go back to our lead story. This is regarding the National Party and Jamie Lee Ross. The latest developments on this story are coming from journalist Melanie Reid on the news website Newsroom. This is detailing accounts of four women who are talking about being manipulated by MP Jamie Lee Ross. We've got Melanie Reid on the line now. Good morning. Thank you for being with us. Now, you have spoken. You've spoken to several women. What have you been told?
Well, they kind of got under the spell of Jamie Lee Ross, and they were sort of in a power control manipulation situation, that they fear him, that he had seriously harassed and bullied some of them to the point that they'd had to take leave from their work and get medical attention. There's also two items on the latest story about women that have had affairs with him, about entrapment, not being able to get out, threats, bullying, incoherent rages. And it's really just about the conduct and character, I guess, of a senior front bench MP. And I think what has happened with these women, some of them I've spoken to for quite a long period of time, is that when he has stood up this week and talked about his moral compass and being comfortable with his behaviour, it's become a tipping point for them. So they have finally come out and said what's happened to them.
Are these people who you have only been approached by recently?
No.
So you've been talking to these women for some time?
Not all of them, some of them.
But for some of them, they came forward because of the events of this week?
Some did. Well, let me rephrase that. Some I've been speaking to for quite a long time. So way before this situation that's just sort of imploded in Parliament this week. But what I'm saying is that they haven't wanted to come forward because they're frightened, basically. And they've come forward now because, I guess, he said, look, I've never disrespected a woman. I've been brought up by my grandmother and mother to respect women. And that's been a tipping point for them to come, to go public, so to speak, even though they're anonymous.
Now, clearly, this is a difficult situation to talk about for legal reasons as well as for the actual content of your piece that's on the Newsroom website. Have you spoken or had any contact with Jamie Lee Ross on these allegations?
I haven't, but one of the reporters that I'm working with has been trying to contact him about it. And he hasn't responded.
He hasn't responded at all, or is it that he simply will not address the content of the allegations?
He asked for all the questions to be put to him via text message, which was done, and we haven't had a response.
Clearly a difficult topic. When these women first came to you with these allegations, what was your response to what you were hearing?
Well, what I saw was a pattern of behaviour, and also the response from the women was very similar. So they were very fearful, they were afraid, and they were worried about doing anything because he could come back at them because of his volatile nature. So you had a number of people who were very, very fearful, which meant that, well, for some of them, it took a long time to come forward. So when I say that, I'd been working on it sort of off and on for quite a long period of time. And there were also men that I spoke to as well, who were in the same situation where they felt like they'd been sort of seriously threatened and bullied. And there was a lot of talk from him, like, you know, I'm going to take you out politically, or I'm going to destroy your career. and he seemed to have the ability to keep a lot of people quiet for quite a long time. So while it seems like, this has all just come out now, for me, this has been brewing for quite a long time. But as you would understand, when people are in a situation, to quote them, broken, it takes quite a lot of courage to come forward.
Now, these women and men that you're talking about, do you know if they've spoken to anyone in the National Party, whether they've taken their concerns elsewhere or have they just spoken to you?
I certainly know that one person has taken their concerns to the National Party, to Goodfellow, and to Greg Hamilton.
Is it likely that any of these women are the women that Jamie Lee Ross referred to in his press conference when he spoke about Simon Bridges saying that there were women who had come forward and were accusing him of sexual harassment?
I don't know that. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if any of these women have made those allegations to the National Party.
Appreciate your time. Clearly a difficult topic to talk about, but thank you very much, Melanie Reid from the news website Newsroom.